This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A St. James man hospitalized with multiple gunshot injuries. The Barbados Agricultural Society hopes for increased fruit and vegetable production as drought-like weather conditions improve. Family issues identified as the main contributor to the homeless situation in Barbados. And calls being made for more time to be allotted for physical activity within schools. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. The details to the news up next. A 24-year-old man remains hospitalized after being shot several times at Orange Hill, St. James yesterday. The incident happened around 6:15 p.m. The police say that the man was standing outside his home when a car pulled up and a masked gunman got out and started shooting. The victim tried to run away but was hit several times and suffered injuries to his arms and legs. He managed to get back to his home and an ambulance was summoned. The victim was transported to hospital. The Barbados Agricultural Society is hopeful that it can see increased production of fruit and vegetables as adverse weather conditions affecting the island improve. Drought-like conditions affecting the island impacted crop production, leading to some food shortages earlier this year. However, with the rainy season in swing, previously imposed water prohibition measures have now been lifted as officials see some recovery in the country's groundwater levels. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, says with increased rainfall, things are expected to get better, but warns that too much rain may also pose challenges.
If we can continue to get some rains as we go forward during the season, it is good. Usually we do not like, of course, extremely heavy rains. That in itself poses a problem. But once we can continue to get rains with a certain amount of frequency that is not too heavy, that would allow the rainwater to penetrate into the ground. And of course, that has a great impact on crops. And of course, it helps get to the aquifers. We don't want a situation where you have the drumming of crops. Cucumbers especially, you know, when underwater, you find crops. Too much water in the fields can damage those crops. So going forward, what we would like is good weather for crops. And hopefully, you'll be able to see, as we go forward into the later months of the year, increased production of fruits and vegetables.
He urges farmers to continue conserving water.
Many farmers are still investing heavily in drip irrigation and other water-saving devices as best as they can, and I would always encourage farmers to continue to do so. This is as a means to make the best use of the available water resources. But that, of course, is something that is an ongoing effort, and we want to promote that as much as possible.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri, says family issues are the leading cause of homelessness in the country. This was revealed by Mr. Safri, who was speaking on VOB's Brass Tacks Sunday.
You have families that do not know how to address mental health issues, so they start to put pressure, they start to attack, they start to call names to the person with mental health. That put the pressure upon the person, and oftentimes that person is going to leave home. There's the other part where family dispute over land and house. If the grandmother or grandfather, whoever hold it together, the house dies, who gets it? They argue. The person that is not working or the person that has not contributed or the person think that their least favorite among the family ends up on the street. You have unemployment where persons are not working, they're not contributing, the pressure applies, they have to go. You have the drug-related issues. Families can't deal with families that have drug addiction problem and so on and so forth.
He explained that they're still awaiting cabinet's approval of a national task force on homelessness, a process which he believes is taking too long.
We did the paperwork. The paperwork is before the ministry from March once the consultation was finished. It is now over to cabinet to approve this committee as a cabinet approved committee. However, because of what we are seeing and the surge in homelessness and the issues that we're seeing, if the task force is not approved within short order, we may move to just establishing the task force as we had planned in the beginning. Okay. But I know that having it as a cabinet approved task force gives it more leg to be able to make suggestion as a body to the government of Barbados to move forward with the homeless situation. But we put it out there. We are now waiting the government to make the step to approving this committee. My thing is, and the government is moving too slow in addressing homelessness in Barbados.
President of the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. Meantime, Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, gave the assurance that government is developing a policy on homelessness, which will include the task force. He says their response to the homeless situation in Barbados has increased, and the Barbados Alliance to End Homelessness is consulting on the policy to improve their awareness. He, too, was speaking on VOB's Brass Tacks Sunday program.
Now, the government has made significant resources available, this government, to the Alliance to End Homelessness since we came in, a significant amount. And we've also hired Kimar Safri as a consultant for the last few months to come on and help us with the policy, to be able to finish the policy on homelessness. So there is going to be a policy. Part of the policy, we are recommending that we establish a task force. There's also, people are saying here that we should not have an ad hoc approach, and it doesn't make sense. So you have to locate all of this information within the same policy that we are now working toward completing.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. Minister of State in the Office of the Attorney General, responsible for crime prevention, Corey Lane, says the traditional way of doing business in Barbados is preventing young people who have committed crimes from getting jobs. He says the sustainability program, which is aimed at helping the young people who participated in skills training, has been unsuccessful so far because of a lack of cooperation from local businesses. He was speaking at the St. Michael East Branch AGM at St. John's Primary School.
This same society that wanted to change and wanted to transform don't want to get anything legitimate. So you're rewarding criminals. You're rewarding bad behavior. That's what the second term. So a lot of zero works for. So these people, some of them who, because of lack of guidance, commit a crime, because of the collective trauma, some personal responsibility, I don't ever get away from personal responsibility. They were in conflict with the law. So they can't get a police certificate card. And in this country, anything you want to do, landlords now require it. Any permit, you have to have it. Any job, no matter what the job is. Anyone who come and sweep, they can't bring a police certificate card. So they cannot get a certificate card. They cannot get a contract. They can get in the housing. Tell me what the alternative is, my people.
He's appealing to Barbadians to mentor those in their community who need guidance.
That is why so many parents are calling on us as a government to be able to facilitate those 16 to 24 year olds. Because if you understand the number of those who've done school at 16 and by 24 they never see a job, they can't get skills training, they can't, BCC is turned about 1,500 people are in it alone. What do they do? You got to engage them. What can you do? Even buying a pair of football boots for one and get them in a club. It's as simple as that. Each and every one of you can give of your time, your talent, or your treasure. One or the other are all free.
Minister of State in the Office of the Attorney General, responsible for crime prevention, Corey Lane. Local health officials are re-emphasizing the need for healthy living to be promoted among the island's children. This follows the implementation of the National School Nutrition Policy in the final term of the last school year. Speaking on the Better Health Radio Show, chairperson with the Barbados Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition, Professor Dr. Anne St. John, said she wants more time to be allotted within the timetable for physical activity.
What we need, in my view, very strongly is education reform. That 45 yes. minutes a week is not adequate. The recommendation is at least half of an hour of moderate physical activity for everyone before children would be running around, they're playing on swings. And particularly during the COVID, where students were sitting for 4 or 5 hours on a tablet or a cell phone yeah. trying to learn, it has not helped at all. So we have got to go back to the drawing board, and I'm happy education reform has been discussed and looking forward to some improvements in what we are offering the students.
Chairperson of the Barbados Childhood Obesity Prevention Coalition, Professor Dr. Anne St. John. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, recapping the headlines. A St. James man hospitalized with multiple gunshot injuries. The Barbados Agricultural Society hopes for increased fruit and vegetable production as drought-like weather conditions improve. Family issues identified as the main contributor to the homeless situation in Barbados. And calls being made for more time to be allotted for physical activities within schools. 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. You can listen to The Latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.